This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We need to understand something. You and I, our parents, our children, our grandparents, our uncles and aunts, and extended family, all belong to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. We came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were created by Him, and to Him we shall return. Hence, when we see people around us suffering, then we should understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more merciful to that person or those people than we are to them. So, at times when we see our child going through sickness, it is difficult for us to fathom how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is having mercy upon that child at that moment. When we turn on the television and we see the news of a bombing in a certain area and people losing life, people losing limb, then it becomes hard for us to understand the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over those people. There is something that we need to understand, and that is that the most merciful is Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So for us as servants, as slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, owned by Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, we understand that we are here because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for that to happen. And as for the bloodshed and the loss of limb and the loss of lives, then that is up to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, me as a servant, what is required of me. What is my obligation? It is to completely and totally submit to my Maker who created me and accept His decree regardless of how I feel. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was creating the earth and placing human beings on earth, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal makes mention of the scenario. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. And when your Lord said that I am placing on earth a successor, قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ. The angel said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are you placing on earth those who will cause corruption and spill blood? وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. And we are the ones who sing your praises and glorify you, O Allah. We are here to glorify you, sing your praises. Yet you are creating a creation that will spill blood and they will cause corruption on earth. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal had one response, and one response alone. قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. He says, I know that which you do not know. You see, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal sees the entire picture. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything that is in existence, that has been in existence, that will come into existence, that which has happened and will happen, and that which didn't happen, if it had to happen, how it would happen. So how do you, O insan, with your limited mind, limited brain, limited capacity, then question your Maker, why is there bloodshed on earth? Did Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal not give you freedom of will? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not give you freedom of choice? Did He not give you the ability to eat when you want to eat and drink when you want to drink? Did He bound you like a caged animal and then punish you? No. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Corruption has become apparent on earth by that which the hands of the people have earned. So it is the human beings that spill blood. It is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who wanted that of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to be peaceful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to engage with goodness with each other. And that is what He wants of us to date. But it is human beings that go and spill blood. It is human beings that cause corruption on earth. So the entire picture is known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, the next time you see suffering, you see trial, tribulation that you cannot understand, your brain is limited. So you do not know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. The question that you should be asking yourself at that moment is, am I going to submit to the will of my Maker? Am I going to accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I know where I came from. I know whom I belong to. I know whom I am returning to. It is none other than Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So here I am, a complete submitter to Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You see, a Muslim, Islam means to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means to completely and totally surrender, that whatever afflicts me of calamity, I will accept it because it is from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And I am limited in my understanding. So if you had a picture, and that picture is made up, we all know that pictures are made up of pixels, many, many pixels. You are just a pixel in that picture. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is the only one who understands and sees everything. You are just a pixel, so your job is not to judge what is happening to the entire picture. You don't even know. Yours is to submit and be a part of the process. Ayyub alayhi salatu wassalam, he had family, livestock, goats, sheep, animals. He had all sorts of bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he was enjoying. And one by one, slowly but surely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed his family. They left or they passed on. One by one, they were gone. He was left all alone, him and his wife. And not only that, he was affected by a sickness in his body. And that sickness began to eat away at his body, one by one, his limbs being affected. And there he was, knowing that I have enjoyed the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for so long. So he was even shy to call out to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal and say, Ya Allah, grant me some ease here. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, after a long time, Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam called out to him.
وَأَيُّبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ.
And Ayyub, then he called out to his Lord that hardship, calamity, difficulty has touched me, and you are the most merciful of those who are merciful. Look at the wording of the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does he say? Hardship, calamity has touched me. He didn't call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, I am complaining, Ya Allah, my body, my limbs are falling away, my family has died. What have you done, O Allah? No, he did not question, but rather he said, hardship, calamity has touched me. It has afflicted me. And what's the end of that dua? What's the end of that calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And you are the most merciful of those who are merciful. In his calamity, he understood that Allah is more merciful to him than he is to himself. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. When we understand this, then we will begin to look at our trials, tribulations in a different light. We will begin to understand that this perhaps is actually, or is in fact, the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me. He is giving me an opportunity to call out to Him. He is giving me an opportunity to gain closeness to Him. He is giving me an opportunity to walk towards Jannah. Perhaps at the end of this, and I know at the end of this, inshaAllah, there is Jannah for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared that which no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, and no imagination has even thought of, no imagination has even fathomed. So that is the light that you begin to look at your problems with. You begin to accept that whatever comes, I am there for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And give glad tidings to those who are patient. Give glad tidings to those who are patient when a calamity afflicts them. They say, we belong to Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. We are owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to Him we shall return. It is that very Maker that I will continue to worship through difficulty and through ease. And do you know what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Indeed, with hardship comes ease. Indeed, with hardship comes ease. It is not after the hardship that the ease comes. It is whilst you are suffering that the ease is there. It is in some way, shape or form, but it is only your perspective, O insan. If you only opened your eyes and realized that today I am being tested in my business, it doesn't mean that my life has come to an end. Today I am being tested in my health, it doesn't mean that my life has come to an end, but I have so much else that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided me with. I have so much to be grateful for. You see, gratitude plays a great role in your ability to go through, to find ease in your ability to cope with a problem. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will achieve from punishing you? What is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will achieve from punishing you? Do you think that it will benefit Him in any way? Do you think that it will harm Him in any way? It does not affect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are grateful and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are coping mechanisms that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us, that He is not testing you to punish you. If you find yourself grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite your business having been crashed to the ground, having lost every penny that you had, despite the sickness that is afflicting you, then you know that you have been blessed with a problem. You have been blessed with a problem. What does that problem mean? What does that problem mean in terms of the Akhirah? When you get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one hadith reminds us of what the people of calamity, the people of suffering will do when they get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will look at those who are higher than them, those who are better than them, and they will wish that they would have been tested even more in this world. They will wish that iron hooks had been placed into their bodies and pulled apart. Why? Because when they see the bounty, when they see the bounty, they will wish that they had been tested even more. أشد الناس بلاء الأنبياء. Those who are most tested are the أنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام. ثم الأمثل فالأمثل. Then those who are closest to them and those who are closest to them. You see, when you are tested, then you are actually closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, closer in emulating his way. If you are grateful, if you are patient, if you understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still and will continue to be the most merciful of those who are merciful. You know, oftentimes we look at our problems and we say, when will this end? But the reality of life is, how long is your life? 20 years of your life have passed. 30 years of your life have passed. 40 years of your life have passed. What is that 40 years out of? Is it out of 1,000? Is it out of 2,000? It is out of 60 to 70 years, 80 years. And then you will leave. And then you will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it means that if 20 years of your life have passed, then 20%, 30% of your life has passed. When 30 years, 40 years have passed, 50% of your life has passed. So you will ultimately go where? You will leave and go to that place which you hope to achieve. Everlasting happiness, everlasting bliss, everlasting tranquility. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Indeed, Allah has bought from the believers their lives and their wealth. For what? For Jannah, for everlasting bliss. What a great trade when you understand that my 60 years mean ever, forever, and ever, and ever, I will enjoy. I will be under the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will get to see my Lord. Do you know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Jannah? لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. They will have whatever their hearts desire within. They will have whatever they want. And we have more. We have more. What is more than your heart can desire? It is the sight of your Lord whom you worshipped your entire life. It is the sight of your Lord whom you placed your head on the ground for your entire life. 5 times a day you submitted to Him. Today you shall see Him in all of His magnanimity. In all of His glory, you will stand before Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So you see, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, even that we don't fully fathom. Even that we don't fully understand. So your problem, your suffering, your difficulty, Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. Allah knows and you do not know. La yus'alu amma yaf'al wa hum yus'alun. He is not to be questioned as to what He does, His decree, His decision, and you will be questioned. Understand your place with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Know that you are a slave of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And in that is your honor, in that is your raising, in that is the greatness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to perceive our problems as a mercy from Him. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.